This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, March 29th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Another wind for card check. Another digester ban. And irrigation's impact on Colorado River. Another contentious card check win. The Agriculture Labor Relations Board has reviewed claims of union members misleading workers to gather signatures in another card check case. The subsidiary of the wonderful company alleges United Farm Worker organizers led nursery workers to believe they were applying for federal benefits. UFW submitted support cards from more than 600 employees, but a third of those workers later swore that UFW deceived them and that they had no intention of voting to unionize. During a hearing earlier in the month, Carl Borden, senior counsel at the California Farm Bureau, pleaded with ALRB to take the allegations, quote, seriously and investigate early and promptly. Despite the objections, ALRB confirmed UFW's representation. It's the third card check election the board has approved. Remember, under the deal Governor Newsom reached with UFW, employees cannot retract their signatures if they have a change of heart or leave their job even a year later. By the way, a worker at Terra Nova Farms has opened an ALRB complaint that charges unfair labor practices. The worker, Dennis Serrano, claims that Terra Nova threatened to terminate him and did not rehire him later after he complained about a lack of shade and nearby restrooms. The name of the farm is strikingly similar to Terra Nova Ranch, managed by Don Cameron, president of the State Board of Food and Ag. Another digester banned surfaces. Assemblymember Al Murasuchi of Torrance has fleshed out the details on a spot bill relating to methane emissions. He is proposing to prohibit the Air Resources Board from incorporating avoided emissions into its calculations for carbon intensity. Rejiggering the reduction benefits would discredit dairy digesters, a technology celebrated as the state's most cost-efficient tool for rapidly cutting climate emissions. Murasuchi is arguing dairy farms are poisoning the air with methane and other pollutants. Two groups are spearheading a barrage of calls to ban digesters. They're sponsoring the bill. The Leadership Council for Justice and Accountability and California Environmental Justice Alliance. Remember, in January, Assemblymember Steve Benaventura had unsuccessfully attempted to bar hydrogen producers from using biomethane derived from dairy digesters. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Irrigated agriculture makes up over half of all Colorado River water use. Around 52% of all Colorado River water is used for irrigated agriculture, with just under half of that, 46%, going to alfalfa and other cattle feed crops. It's according to a new study published yesterday in the Journal of Communications, Earth and Environment. The study, which analyzed Colorado River water use by sector, included indirect water consumption and use of water exported outside of the river's boundary. It also found that around 19% is consumed through various riparian and wetland vegetation evapotranspiration along river courses. So why is alfalfa so popular? Alfalfa can tolerate variable climate conditions, persist under greatly reduced irrigation during drought, and it's able to recover production quickly after full irrigation is resumed, acting as a shock absorber for agricultural production under unpredictable drought conditions, the study's authors wrote. The crop has become controversial amid ongoing debates over water cutbacks, but Colorado River Board of California Chair J.B. Hamby told attendees at the Stanford University Eccles Family Rural West Conference recently that its popularity comes from consumer demands for beef and dairy products. Hamby said, quote, "It's certainly an easy thing to find a convenient villain, but I think the villain sometimes, if we're looking for one, is ourselves and our own choices." Dole and Fresh Express scrap deal after Justice Department threat. Responding to the Justice Department threat of a lawsuit, Dole and Fresh Express have agreed to abandon a deal in which Fresh Express would have acquired Dole's fresh vegetable division for about $308 million. This termination is the result of the U.S. Department of Justice decision that it will pursue litigation to prevent the transaction, Dole said in a brief statement. The decision preserves lower prices and availability for an essential kitchen staple, Assistant Attorney General Jonathan Cantor of the Antitrust Division said. This merger would have reduced the number of competitors from 3 to 2, raised grocery prices for food products that are purchased by 85% of American households. I am grateful for the tireless efforts of the Antitrust Division's lawyers, economists, paralegals, and professional staff who made this result possible. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. ESA rules reverse some changes made during the Trump administration. New Endangered Species Act rules from the Fish and Wildlife Service and the National Marine Fisheries Service restore some, but not all, protections for endangered wildlife that had been abandoned by the Trump administration. In regulations released yesterday, the agencies again extended those protections for species listed as endangered to those listed as threatened. The service also made clear that they cannot take into account economic impacts on businesses and landowners when deciding whether to list a species. The listing determination does, quote, not include a consideration of the economic effects, FWS and NMFS said. Environmental groups said they were mostly pleased with the new rules, but said the services could have done more to shore up critical habitat designations. BLM rule attempts to streamline broadband regulations. The Bureau of Land Management is updating its regulations in an attempt to accelerate development of broadband infrastructure on public lands. A new rule released yesterday aims to provide consistency in how the agency reviews applications to locate communication facilities on federal land and commits the agency to make decisions on applications within 270 days, BLM said. BLM also said it would prioritize applications that target rural areas. USDA announces $124 million for renewable energy and fertilizer projects. The Agriculture Department yesterday said it would be distributing $124 million through two programs aimed at expanding renewable energy and fertilizer production. The USDA is awarding $83.64 million in grants and $36.67 million in loans for 541 rural energy development projects through the Rural Energy for America program, Secretary Tom Vilsack announced while visiting the University of Nebraska, Omaha. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, March 29th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.